My name is Michael Goulamian, and I am running for the nomination for the Conservative Party of Canada in Vaughan Woodbridge. I am first and foremost a husband who married the love of his life and a father to two beautiful girls. Like many of you, I come from a family of immigrants. Immigrants who helped build this country and paved the way for my generation to have plenty of opportunity and a good quality of life. My Italian grandparents moved to Woodbridge in the 1960s, over 60 years ago, where now, in their 90s, they still live today. My parents went to high school in Woodbridge. My siblings and I attended both elementary and high school in Woodbridge. Our family and friends are all long-standing members of our community, and I lived in Woodbridge for over 30 years. I understand our community, its issues, and its values. Right now, we are watching the Canadian dream slowly slip away. As a son born to a family of immigrants, I cannot sit idly by and watch as our parents and grandparents' hard work is thrown away by reckless, ideological policies that are pushing our country off a cliff. In our riding, we have four key issues facing us in the next election. The first is the affordability crisis facing our country. You are working more and bringing home less due to inflation brought on by reckless government spending that eats away at your paycheck. The dream of home ownership is now out of reach for the next generation, and young people are forced to live in their parents' basements because both the cost of houses and rent are skyrocketing. The second issue is crime. Crime is running rampant, and the Liberal Party's catch-and-release bail system is leading to disorder and chaos in our streets. We have all felt the rising crime in the Vaughan area over the last 8 years, and it's happening everywhere. In some places in our country, the same 40 criminals were arrested a total of 6,000 times in 1 year. We need jail, not bail, for repeat violent offenders. The third issue is the problem of government incompetence. The current government is by far the most incompetent government in Canadian history. Almost every file in our federal cabinet is a disaster. We have an energy minister who is ideologically opposed to utilizing our country's natural resources, pushing countries around the world to buy oil from dictators instead of countries like Canada that value the environment and support freedom for its citizens. Transportation is a mess, with thousands of domestic and international flight delays happening on a regular basis. Internationally, we are becoming a laughingstock, and countries simply ignore Canada and its concerns. Everything seems broken in this country. We need a government that has common sense for the common people. Lastly, we need to convince the constituents who typically vote for the Liberals that the modern Liberal Party is not the party they remember. As someone who volunteered with the Liberal Party from 2013 to 2016, I can tell you firsthand how far removed they are from the party of 20 plus years ago. The Liberal Party of today does not believe that the individual is at the bedrock of society, and instead believes that we are made up of competing group identities that need to be bought off at each election. The party does not believe in fiscal responsibility. The cost of the federal government has risen by $151 billion per year between 2015 and today. The Liberal Party is overtly ideological, taking nonsensical and illogical positions, such as the current government's position on energy policy and the carbon tax, which is harming both our country's standard of living and food security due to the soaring costs and pricing farmers out of the market. We must axe the tax. The Liberal Party does not believe that values are taught in the home, and instead leads a woke agenda and tries to beat their opposition into silence by calling you a racist and a bigot for daring to disagree with their narrative. I am running because I care about our community and our country. As a son, brother, husband, and father, I want to get involved and help make a difference. I believe my successful business experience, past political experience, and deep ties to our community make me the ideal candidate for Vaughan Woodbridge. I am currently working as an executive vice president in the steel industry. In the past, I have volunteered for the Liberal Party for 3 years and the Conservative Party for the last 6 years. As a Conservative, I was the deputy campaign manager and director of communications for Conservative Member of Parliament Anna Roberts, where we were the only riding in the GTA to unseat a Liberal MP and cabinet minister in the 2021 election. I also served as the president of the Conservative Riding Association in King Vaughan for almost 3 years. I lived in Woodbridge for over 30 years, and my family's roots stretch back to our community for over 60 years. I am ready to represent and serve our community in Ottawa. If you live in the Vaughan Woodbridge area, please purchase a membership and get in touch with my campaign. If you are already a member, I would love to connect with you and hopefully earn your support. please visit my website at michael4vw.com. That's M-I-C-H-A-E-L, the number 4, V-W.com. Let's bring it home.